Hi, welcome to the show this week. This is David Pelleg, and this week we're doing a special edition. Professor Lloyd is going to talk about developments with Bybit and its impact. So this should be an interesting show. Al, take it away.
Thanks, David. In today's crypto roundup, we're going to focus on the world's largest cryptocurrency hack, which just occurred a few days ago. There's some great lessons to learn for all of us in protecting our cryptocurrencies. So what happened? Hackers stole approximately 510,000 Ethereum, valued at around $1.5 billion, from Bybit's cold storage offline wallet. Cold storage wallets are a way to protect cryptocurrencies from theft. It's the largest crypto hack in history by dollar volume. The theft occurred on February 21st, 2025. For context, Bybit is a centralized cryptocurrency exchange headquartered in Dubai, where you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies. Users who left Ethereum on Bybit were subject to the hack, meaning their crypto was stolen. Stay tuned as I will provide best practices to avoid having this happen to you. The attack was quick and sophisticated. The stolen Ethereum was quickly moved through a series of transactions, with funds swapped across multiple blockchain addresses and converted into other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and stablecoins. This quick movement indicates a sophisticated pre-planned money laundering scheme which capitalized on the quick settlement of funds offered by Ethereum. This aided the criminals in their theft. It is suspected that a North Korean hacker group called Lazarus Group is responsible. The Lazarus Group is a North Korean governmental-sponsored group. So how did this happen? Much is still speculation, but it is suspected that the hackers gained access to the private keys of the cold wallet, possibly through social engineering, phishing, bogus emails, or insiders. Details are still not known. A cold wallet is a device that holds the private keys to the wallet. If these private keys are exposed, the contents of the wallet can be stolen. A private key is a secret password protecting the cryptocurrency in the hardware wallet. Unlike hacks targeting Ethereum itself, this appears to be user failure by Bybit. The Ethereum blockchain operated as intended. The vulnerability appears to lay with Bybit's security related to its hardware wallets and offline storage. After the hack, the Ethereum was swapped for other cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, as mentioned earlier. Tools like Tornado Cash were likely employed to limit tracking of the Ethereum that was stolen. Tornado Cash mixes up information related to Ethereum tokens and works to remove any paper trail leading to identity. So where are we at now? There is now a 10% bounty, that's around $150 million, for the return of the funds. Ethereum prices dropped initially after the hack, but soon stabilized as the community realized this was not a failure of the Ethereum network. Bybit's reputation is still being severely criticized, though. Did the Ethereum Foundation roll back the hack transaction? In other words, meaning, did Ethereum restore the blockchain to an earlier date, thereby erasing the hack? Well, Ethereum is now forced to make a big decision. Should they roll back the Ethereum network or allow North Korea to use the funds for who knows what? Nuclear weapons? Who knows? It is important to recognize, in the past, Ethereum has rolled back the blockchain with past integrity issues. However, the complexity with this hack and movement of the cryptocurrencies makes the rollback harder to do relative to the past. Plus, it has the potential to hurt individuals with honest transactions. Rolling back would also undermine Ethereum's principle of immutability, which could damage trust in the network. As of recording, Ethereum has not rolled back the blockchain after the Bybit hack. However, it's only been a few days. But the longer they wait, the less the chances are for a successful rollback. This hack underscores ongoing risks in centralized exchanges. This should be a lesson that you never want to keep your cryptocurrency assets on an exchange. Again, Bybit was a cryptocurrency exchange, and the mantra, not your keys, not your coins, has never had more meaning. This mantra is a reference to taking your coins off exchanges and putting them on a hardware wallet. So at this point, you're probably wondering, how can you prevent being a victim of a cryptocurrency theft? Well, the first thing is you want to get your cryptocurrency off exchanges like Coinbase or Kraken. Then transfer the coins to a hardware wallet, such as Trezor or Ledger, or create a multi-signature mechanism. The hardware wallet will generate a seed phrase. Protect your seed phrase. Store it at a safe location, not in your house. Limit the people who know the seed phrase. However, someone should know the seed phrase besides you, just in case something happens to you. If not, the crypto could be lost forever. Memorize your seed phrase. While the seed phrase is a very long alphanumeric string of characters, hardware wallets break it down into 12 or 24 words for you to memorize. You can create sentences with these words and remember the sentences as an easy way to remember your seed phrase. So should you worry? Absolutely not. That is if you have your cryptocurrency off exchanges. If your crypto is still on exchanges, then you are at risk of a Bybit type hack. But under no circumstances should you give your seed phrase to anyone, not on the phone, in person, anytime. The seed phrase is for you and you only. The only time you will need the seed phrase is to restore a damaged or lost hardware wallet. Remember, this hack is not an issue with the Ethereum network. Cryptocurrency is still very useful and it's not bad. It is an issue with the custody services of an exchange, in this case, Bybit. If you're considering getting involved in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, I urge you to do your own research. Understand the token, what it does, and why it's important. Doing your own research will help you make the best decision. If you have questions, I can be reached at aloyd7@kent.edu or on X at albertlloyd, all one word, underscore. That's all for now, and get your coins off exchanges. Back to you, Dave.
Wow, Al, thanks. That was really interesting. It's great that we have these updates for our listeners and, well, to be honest, for myself as well. In any case, that ends our show this week, and we'll see you next week.